Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Vietnam has been known for its persecution of Christians for years. Last year, though, it was removed from the United States list of countries of particular concern as it relates to religious freedom violations. WorldServe Ministries' David Hunt says things may be changing. He says the government's done something unprecedented.
Our friends in Vietnam have the written permission from Religious Affairs to print 100,000 Bibles that will be released to the unregistered churches in Vietnam is truly one of the most remarkable developments in the last 40 years.
Next, Hope Givers International is living up to its name by making their website communicate better to the world. Increasing security issues in the last year have made accountability difficult, but revamping their website will help, says Michael Glenn.
We need to be more accountable as to what we're accomplishing. And sometimes Satan will try to use these issues like the persecution to cause problems, and then people don't hear anything. And, you know, the old proverbial out of sight, out of mind issue.
And shipping rate increases in the United States have hit hard many ministries dependent on shipping resources. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they're surviving because of the Bear Your Bookshelf program and creative donors. CRI gets 50 letters a month from those in need of Christian materials. It's a perfect opportunity to jump into missions.
If they want to get involved in overseas missions and can't travel, go to Bear Your Bookshelf and get involved with overseas missions. We are average Christians doing God's work.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.